Hey, real quick before we get started, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group if you haven't done so yet. We have monthly live trainings going on there. There's an opportunity for you to join in the conversation instead of just listening to what I have to say on this podcast, as well as the people that I bring on. And it's a really cool place to join about 6,000 other clinicians that are honestly trying to change the landscape of our profession through these cash and hybrid practices. One other thing that's really cool is we have a guide in there that's a quick start guide. When you join, you can go and check this out. There's about 7 videos that we've curated that are the most common questions we get and the best case studies that we've found to really help you start, grow, and scale your practice up to 7 figures. So if you haven't done so yet, head to Facebook, request to join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. You have to be a clinician. We're going to check you out. We don't just let anybody in. But if you are, head there, go ahead, get signed up. We'd love to have the conversation with you in that group. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today we are getting into why this podcast exists, why PT Biz exists, which is the consulting education company that I own that works with cash-based and hybrid clinicians all over the country and world for that matter, and sharing with you exactly why this matters so much to me. And I'm doing this because I think for many of you, this is something that hopefully you've been listening to for a while. This is a podcast that I've been doing now consistently for about 5 years, 2 podcasts a week for 5 years and haven't missed a week. And why is this so important to me? Why is it so important that I take the time out of my week from running the businesses that we own, from being with, you know, my family and spending the time trying to educate our profession on business? Well, it all comes down to the fact that I've been obsessed with helping people live a high-performance, pain-free life since I was in high school. I love the idea of training. I was always somebody that was training for sports and training for different activities that I was interested in. I went to school to learn how to help people perform better, you know, in the sports that they were still playing, and gravitated towards physical therapy and physical therapy in the military in particular, because I just really had this strong desire to want to work with a young, active, healthy population to really optimize performance. And I think of this in terms of trying to help people live a high performance, pain-free life. This is something that for me is just sort of the way in which I view how I hope people can enjoy their vehicle in life, which is their body, for as long as they possibly can, you know, and enjoy the people around them for as long as they can. And as I got into my career field in physical therapy, I really enjoyed the population that I was working with the soldier sort of population, which is young, a younger population, active population in general. And when I decided to leave the military, it wasn't because, you know, I just didn't enjoy my time in the military. I really very much did. I had an opportunity to teach for Kelly Starrett's group and really take what I was learning and what I was teaching on a one-to-one level to my patients and my soldiers, and then move to teaching for Kelly's group all around the country and internationally. And in doing so, what I thought I was doing, the reason I decided to make that transition, was because it allowed me to leverage the skill set that I had developed and teach more people, which then let them pass that forward and teach more people. And the idea of that really fascinated me. And as I started to build my own cash-based practice, and it started to grow, I felt obligated that I should hire and grow past myself because I wanted to be able to help more people. I wanted to be able to help more people in our area. And as we did, and as we got more clinicians in there, I loved the idea of being able to take these clinicians that were a bit disgruntled in these high volume clinics, put them into a clinic where they could work with really motivated, active people. And they all of a sudden like loved what they did again, which was amazing. But we were helping literally, you know, thousands of people a year. And as cool as that was, I started to get more people reaching out to me about the business side of things. Say, hey, Danny, how do you make this work? How do you have a population that's just, you know, all active, motivated people and they're not taking, you know, taking your their insurance. They're all paying cash. How are you getting that to work? And what I realized was that my wife and I, who started the practice with me, we had figured some things out on the business side. And if I really wanted to help the most amount of people, which has always sort of been my intent, is how do I help the most people live a high-performance, pain-free life? It was sharing what we were doing, which was scary, to be honest with you, super scary. It's like, man, am I going to teach everybody this stuff that we know is working and it seems like a lot of people haven't figured out? You know, what if we want to take this and really scale this across the city of Atlanta, across the state of Georgia, and nationally, potentially franchise what we're doing, all kinds of things that we could have done on the business side. And what I felt was the right thing to do was to share what we were doing with clients and consult with them on their businesses. Because when I really looked at it, I thought, okay, well, if we really crush it, we can hire X number of people over the next 5 years. But if we really crush it in this format and we can teach other people what we're doing and they can apply that to the city that they're in with the population that they're working with, we can scale this to a lot more people a lot faster. Because all these people that we can teach what we're doing, they can hire people in their own locations. And to date, and even in the last 12 months, the people that we work with in our mastermind group alone, which is a little over 200 active businesses right now, they worked with a combined 50,000 new patients last year. I don't know how many individual visit sessions that was, but it's a lot. 50,000 new patients those people worked with and helped them get back to the activities that they love, get back to spending more time with the people that they enjoy being around, and live a more meaningful, high-performance, pain-free life. And that's what it's all about. And when we look at the business side of this, you have to understand as a clinician how to get your business to function in an efficient way, almost to the level of your clinical expertise. If you were to say on a scale of 0 to 10, you know, clinically, where are you at? And if you're like, dude, I'm an 8 or a 9, I get after this stuff, I'm a nerd, I want to be the best in the world at this. Cool, you're an 8 or a 9. And on the business side, if you ask yourself the same thing, where are you at on this business scale, 0 to 10? And you say, man, I'm probably like a 3, like I'm pretty bad at this. Well, there's a difference there that's going to be a problem for you. It's going to create a gap for you in regards to how many people you can actually help. And this is what we really have to continue to keep in mind is if it's really about helping people, as many people as we can, and we want to help these people understand how to manage their own health and wellness and not necessarily just have them come in and they become dependent on us as providers, which I see all the time, which is actually one of the reasons why I got so obsessed with the business side of things. I saw these clinicians around me. They were not doing the right things for their patients. All they were doing was having them come back once a week for the rest of their life, and they would just do passive things to them. They wouldn't educate them and teach them how to improve their sleep and manage stress and how to move better, you know, and how to actually like eat something decent. All these things that we get a chance to really help people with that make a huge difference in their life, other people are not doing that and they're whooping your ass in business. You want to know why? It's not that they're a better clinician than you. It's that they're a better business owner than you. And that pissed me off. That made me super angry. And I started to think, what am I focusing on? Like my clinical skill set was at a place where I felt pretty good about it. And I started to turn my attention to business. And as soon as I did that, I saw our business start to really expand and explode and be able to actually help a lot more people because of it with the skill sets that we had developed. I got to hire more clinicians. I got to teach them the things that were working that then they got to apply as well to the same patient population. And then as we've been able to share this across hundreds of other clinicians at this point, with just even within our mastermind that we work with in a very close manner, we've seen them be able to do the same thing and their businesses really expand as they take their great clinical skill set and their actual true desire to help people. That's the thing. You can't fake that. You cannot fake your desire to help people. I hope you can see that in me with the clinical world, with the clinicians that we work with this profession. I'm not some guy that just decided I wanted to, you know, to come from the consulting world and move over into the physical therapy world. Why in the hell would someone choose that? Like, unless they're in that world, unless they just see a business opportunity from that. These are my people, man. I'm one of you. I've been there. I know what it feels like to see 30 people a day. I know what it feels like to not know if this is the profession that I want to be in long term. I also know what it feels like to help somebody make a massive life change and get back to the things that they actually love. And it's one of the greatest feelings in the entire world. And I know you experience it too, but more people should be experiencing that. More people need our help. And the only way that they're going to get that is for you to be a better business owner clinician and not just a better clinician. And we think that that's it. We think that all we need to do is just focus on outcomes, 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 outcomes. And that's a big part of the equation. There's no doubt about it. But don't leave sales and marketing and finance and hiring and HR and all the things that you need to understand to be able to actually take what you do and replicate that in more people and help more people and leave it on the table, because you are limiting the number of people you can help. You are diminishing your impact for the people that really, really need it and don't know who the hell you are. That's why this matters so much to me. This matters so much to me that I sold my practice so that I could focus specifically on helping more clinicians. This matters more to me than anybody else in the entire clinical consulting world. I can promise you that. And there's a lot of us now. There's a lot of us out there. And I wasn't the first one to start to help other clinicians with this. But this is my life mission. And I want people to know that. I want people to realize that I think about this all the time. I obsess over it. When people ask me what my hobbies are, this is my hobby. My hobby is helping more clinicians grow their businesses. It's what I love to do. It's what I'm going to do for as long as I can possibly do it. And I hope to help thousands of you actually be able to do the same thing and show you how awesome of a life you can build with a business that is impactful, that is mission-driven, that you feel really good about, and you can change your family's financial position forever. Develop time and financial freedom by doing so. What a great combination. I can't think of anything that I would rather do, and it means the world to me. And the fact that people listen to this, and the fact that people actually work with us, and that we can build a business around helping people like yourself, I can't think of anything I'd rather do. It doesn't even feel like work. It's amazing. You know, I'm such a fortunate person to be able to do that. And I hope that you see this and you realize that I'm here to help you. So all the stuff that I put out, the hundreds of podcasts that you can go and check out, you know, backlog as many as you want, go watch them. Go to our Facebook group and see all the live trainings that we do. I hope you realize that this is coming from a place of me truly wanting to help you. And this isn't a cash grab. I'm not some random guy that just showed up and decided I want to build a business, you know, helping cash-based physical therapy clinicians. Like, it's not necessarily the greatest business opportunity, but it's the most important opportunity for me. And this is why I focus on it. So I want to share that because I think it's been a while since you guys realized, why am I doing this? Why is this guy consistently doing this? And I've been around for years and I don't plan on going anywhere. It's because it is important to me, very important to me. And I don't know if everyone in our profession can say the same thing, but I sure as hell can tell you that this is my life's mission. I'm so glad that I found it. I'm so fortunate that I actually came to this, you know, position and realized that. And I look forward to helping many, many more of you for a long time to come. Hey, Peach Entrepreneurs, we have big, exciting news, a new program that we just came out with that is our PT Biz part-time to full-time five-day challenge. Over the course of 5 days, we get you crystal clear on exactly how much money you need to replace by getting you ultra clear on how much you're actually spending. We get you crystal clear on the number of people you're going to see and the average visit rate you're going to need to have in order to replace your income to be able to go full-time. We go through three different strategies that you can take to go from part-time to full-time, and you can pick the one that's the best for you based on your current situation. Then we share with you the sales and marketing systems that we use within our mastermind that you need to have as well if you want to go full-time in your own practice. And then finally, we help you create a one-page business plan. That's right, not these 15-day business plans. You want to take the Small Business Association, a one-day business plan. It's going to help you get very clear on exactly what you need to do and when you're going to do it to take action. If you're interested in signing up for this challenge, it's totally free. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge. Get signed up there. Please enjoy. We put a lot of energy into this. It's totally free. It's something I think is going to help you tremendously as long as you're willing to do the work. If you're doing the work, you're getting information put down and getting yourself ready to take action in a very organized way, you will have success, which is what we want. So head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge and get signed up today.